There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, two confessions in one here. Number one, well, first, what happened? I took a tumble today on the parking lot. Yes. We'll get to the laughing part.
Falling is funny.
Okay, so the first part of the confession is I'm sure glad nobody I know and really nobody was around when I fell. So the paint on the, you know, the little arrows and stuff on the, it gets slippery.
Slippery when it's, yeah, when it's wet.
So I was walking on the pavement, stepped on the paint, and my left foot was in front and it went straight out. And my right knee just banged on the pavement, so it looked like I was downing a touchback mm-hmm, on a kickoff. It looked like I just went straight out and boom, my right knee.
Lopez take a knee and it's over.
And my
should have returned. That's right. You should have returned it.
I should have returned it. Man. But my knee bled for 2 hours.
Correct.
Almost 3 hours.
I honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I did not say this out loud, but I thought to myself at one point, that's not a good thing.
Like, it's a lot of blood.
Yeah. your knee should, or like, you know, it should kind of coagulate. The blood should coagulate and it should stop at some point.
It didn't.
When the last time did you actually take a fall? Like, outside of this one?
I can't remember.
It's been a minute since I actually fell.
But
are we counting full falls or like half almost falls?
But
full falls, just okay, a full blown hit the ground.
It's still like that. It's still kind of seeping and oozing.
I feel like the almost falls hurts more than the actual fall.
Yes,
because your whole body tense up.
Yeah.
And then now I'm sore.
But here's the second part of the confession.
That was me this morning.
I felt like it was a very graceful fall.
Like I said,
my left knee went out. Bam, I hit my right knee real hard, pop back up. I should have just raised my hand like, you know, like they do on the kickoff. All good. But
thumbs up.
and part of the confession is y'all guys were laughing. Where do falls rank on the funny meter?
Ooh, I don't know. The problem is I don't think that there's a singular fall ranking. I feel like there's various different falls that go to
what did Figgy
levels
say before the show? If it's like an awkward looking dude, or was that
no?
You?
That was Sean Pendergast.
Oh, that was Sean Pendergast.
I don't know if he wanted us to put that out there.
That's all right.
To me, I feel like age is very important in who falls.
Old is funnier.
If it's old, I won't laugh until I realize he's fine. And
yeah.
If he laugh about it, then I'm gonna crack up.
But young is funny.
Young is funny. Yeah.
I feel like young is also in that place where you got to make sure everything's good. But if here's the problem, and not maybe not problem, just kind of people that are generally in like, you know, prime of your life years, mm-hmm, or even like, I guess, before middle age, if we're talking maybe like 30s or whatever, I guess we can lump that in with prime of your life years. Ain't nobody giving no sympathy.
That's it.
If you are alive, it is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I just be worried, like, if it's an old lady who kind of stumbles.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You know, bad things can happen.
But like me, I would be funny?
Yes. As long as you're okay.
I will make sure you okay first. If Lopez kind of, because Lopez, you kind of, you good at laughing. You're laughing off.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it was a graceful
fall.
If
you laughing off, I'm a crack up. But if you legit hurt, then I'm going to be concerned.
Especially if you fall in like stages, right? Like people that fall.
Oh, when you stumble
stages,
and fall? Now that's funny.
When it's like, here's the first part of the fall. Here's the second part. Oh, there it is.
I'm over dramatic. And my family always laugh at me. I'll be like, oh my God. He just, everybody like, man, you doing wrong. The most. Like, you ain't see that person fall?
Yeah.
Appreciate the 832 for looking out for Lopez's interest. Call Busby. You may have a case.
I could sue the building.
Hey, we might not be working here
that
no more.
That paint is
we
slippery.
Might, yeah, that's right. And there are no signs that indicate.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, and I'm not.
You ain't see that yellow sign out there?
Just so everybody knows, I will not. But that paint really is slippery. I've slipped on it before, but I fell.
Yeah. You're turning it, instead of litigation, now you're turning it into a public service announcement.
It's a public service announcement.
Yeah. It was raining today.
No,
Fix the paint.
Have you walked down the sloping hill part of the parking lot?
On paint?
When it's raining?
Heck no, I don't want to.
No, it's a couple times where I joke back like, oh, one of those. And
that almost fall?
Yeah.
That's cute that y'all, very painful. Y'all parking up where all the water is. I was parking down in the basement, baby.
Exactly.
The elevator is dry.
I did park under today because it was raining like
crazy. The elevator is indeed dry. Watch this. These are my confessions. I gotta confess, I think that I found the very first of the Rockets lineups that I think I absolutely love.
Is Amen in it?
Amen is in it. The Rockets were playing the Knicks last night, mm-hmm. and at one point you had Reed Shepard, Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, and Alperen Şengün on the floor together. And I was like, oh my God, I think I love this.
Yeah, I like that lineup.
Right, especially mm-hmm. because with Jalen Green and the way that he's been playing, kind of being at point almost, mm-hmm. you saw a lot of Reed Shepard able to get some shots off.
Yeah.
Then Amen and Tari are so good at ranging. So you have Alpi, you know, in cover.
I do like
that defending, but then you have Amen coming up behind and cleaning up a lot of things.
He can defend. Like,
they fly around a lot. Yeah. Tari has been fantastic. In fact, we might have to have a conversation here soon about if Tari is trying to push his way outside of just being like sixth or seventh man with Amen and possibly into a starting type of role, right? Yeah. But I just loved that lineup, and I was like, all right, cool. I haven't even done any of the lineup queries just because we're like six games in, something like that. Or no, seven games in, and I don't even know how much stock I'm supposed to put in these stats just yet.
Yeah.
But that lineup, Reed, Jalen, Amen, Tari, Alperen, kind of love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Kind of love it.
Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So I went to the Taste of the Texans last night. Mm-hmm. Stopped by. It was a super cool event, man. I always enjoy going to that. This is my second year doing it. And I got to confess, I don't know if I trust this organization after last night, man. The Houston Texans.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, no.
Look, man. So when you walking around there for the Taste of the Texans, there's a lot of food and, you know, you could go up to a table, get samples. They passing out champagne and rosé and all that good stuff. Ooh. They also had a tray, and I don't even think this was a shot, but they had a tray with some drinks on it with gummy bears and some type of alcohol. Man, that drink was strong as hell, man. That drink was so strong, I couldn't even finish it, man. I took a sip. I'm like, what? I'm like, wow. I'm like, no. It kind of fooled you, too, because it got the little gummy bears in there. Yeah. You think it's a sweet little drink? Nah, man, dangerous. That was rubbing alcohol. That was gasoline. And I'm like, I had to tell a couple people. I'm
89
like,
octane?
Huh? I'm like, nah, don't. I'm like, hey, man, this is too strong. To the point, the people that was serving it, that was walking around with it, I'm like, man, that drink is strong. They were like, yeah, it's really. I'm like, do they sell this during the game? I'm like, I hope they do. They actually sell these during the game.
And what was this drink again?
It was some type of alcohol with gummy bears in it.
Wow.
Like, if you was there last night, I'm sure you probably seen it or tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, that should be illegal.
Just a reminder to anybody going to the game. Like, yeah. If you find a gummy bear drink,
you better have a driver to take you home.
Go ahead and get you a water right there.
I couldn't even finish it, man. I'm like, nah, man. Like, I ain't drinking this on a Monday night.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Weekend's different. When Monday night, you're like, I can't.
I'm like, man, yeah. I'm fine with the rosé, the champagne, and or even just a regular little drink, man. Yep. Yep. But that strong shot, I'm like, nah, y'all, I know y'all ain't selling these during the game. That's wild, man. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I never learn ever. College football rankings are coming out today, and I am going to be plugged in. Why? I have no idea.
You're a creature of habit. That's why.
I have no idea.
We're all creatures of habit.
Don't matter.
No.
One bit.
I'm so glad that we agree on this particular
one
take.
Bit. But that sucks you in.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I understand the utility of them. That's the thing that's really upsetting with me, because I would love to just be like, this doesn't matter. It's stupid and I hate it all.
Yeah.
But the utility of it matters. One of the big useful or like things that makes it useful is when you were trying to figure out, hey, what game do I want to watch? Them little numbers next to the schools matter so much.
Yeah.
Right. You see two little numbers, you go, okay, this game is worth my time. Right?
Yeah.
That is a big part of what we're doing here. But you are going to, it's going to be tough for you to be able to tell me that at the end of the year that you are actually taking just these resumes, looking at the full, fullness of the resume,
mm-hmm.
and then ranking them then without any level of bias being filtered in after all of these other experimentations of you ranking them for the previous week. You're not going to tell me that.
There's going to be a team with two losses maybe on the top 12 today that might end up with four or five losses. You know?
That's right.
They really could. And we're like, hey, we were number 11 in November. Okay, well, what did that get you?
An important game, maybe College Game Day, you know, like,
yeah.
The money of this matters. And of course, it gives you something to watch. And on a day like today, usually on Tuesdays, I'm like, you can find something better to watch. And maybe you can still find something better to watch. I feel like there's a lot of people that are going to be looking for another thing to watch, because you remember that one thing that's happening today?
trade deadline?
Yeah, that thing that ends at 3 p.m., that one.
Yeah.
No, the other thing that's happening today, there's going to be a lot of people looking to get away from it. And maybe, just maybe, the college football playoff rankings will be your escape.
There you go. Watch this.
These are my confessions. For me, and maybe for, and I don't know, for others, people kind of hate this drink. I think it's officially fall for me when it's tea season. And I have already had two cups of tea today because I am fighting through it with my...
I can't tell.
Yeah.
Usually you can tell.
I couldn't tell either.
Yeah. Good. So the lozenges and the tea is helping.
Mm-hmm.
But your man's fighting through it. Like, I had a questionable designation coming into the game, and we are fighting through it play to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, it's going well. But yeah, I can always tell when, and maybe, you know what it is? It's go change the sheets.
Yeah.
Go change the filter, because it feels like maybe might be coming down.
Hot tea's underrated.
Yeah,
I don't drink enough hot tea. I should just put it in the cycle, put it in the routine.
Honestly, I think everybody that do radio like us
mm-hmm.
should drink some tea.
Yeah.
Like, you should always drink some tea, because
hot tea.
A lot of talking, man, that can kind of mess up your voice.
That's right.
Bit.
Although I will say, I said that it might be like the weather changing and all that. It also might be that I went hard at karaoke this weekend, and maybe I brought my own demise on. So I didn't want to make that clear. But yeah, those are your lunchtime confessions here on a Tuesday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. A couple of things, news notes that have come down on this trade deadline day. We mentioned the idea that Marshawn Lattimore was traded to the Washington Commandos from New Orleans. New Orleans got a lot more compensation than we gave them credit for. New Orleans officially is getting a third round pick, a fourth round pick, and a sixth round pick back from a deal that they made with Washington prior for John Ridgeway. And Washington gets obviously Marshawn Lattimore and a fifth round pick. So a third, fourth, and sixth for Lattimore and a fifth.
Okay.
So a lot of draft compensation.
I'd be happy if
back.
I were a Saints fan.
Saints needed it. Yeah. Saints needed that in a big way. Another trade also being made. Pittsburgh has been stalking all the wide receivers that have been available for trade. They ultimately get their guy. I don't know if I love it necessarily. They get a guy. Fifth round pick is sent out. And they bring in Mike Williams from the New York Jets, a guy that you kind of saw on Thursday. He didn't really get that much burn, if we're going to be completely honest. It felt like they wanted a real top-end wide receiver, and it felt like those guys went to all the other places besides Pittsburgh. They were even angling for Brandon Ayuk early in the season. I don't know how much I love Mike Williams as a guy, but hey.
I think they got another warm body, you know, and maybe it'll work a little bit.
There you go. And appreciate you all on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Letting us know raw ginger root would help. Best thing to take as soon as you feel it coming on is emergency. Someone said, you know, Texas can't confirm. Texas are generous with the liquor. So shout out to the Texans.
That's good. That raw ginger root, man. Woof.
It'll do something to you?
It's strong. Okay. It's stronger than that drink I had last night.
All right. I'm going to see you about going and looking for that. While I do that, coming up next, time for college football on a Tuesday. Let's talk about all the movings and shakings of college football ahead of the first college football rankings of the season. We'll do that next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.